Hey. Hey. I knew you wouldn't pick up, but I still took a chance in the slightest hopes that you will. I don't even know why I called. My hands just reached my phone and dialed your number when I heard it thunder. You probably don't even want to talk to me or hear my voice, but it's raining hard over here, and I know how much you hate the rain, especially when there's thunder. I just want to make sure you're okay. It's stupid, really stupid, because I just realized that we're not even in the same place. Is it even raining where you are, though? Are you okay? Is there anyone beside you to calm you down? Making sure you're okay? You're probably curled up in your bed right now, though. I hope you're cozy, and if it's pouring, I. Oh, fuck! I'm sorry. Oh my god, I'm sorry about that. Fuck, I got scared. Remember the things we do to distract ourselves from the thunder? Sometimes you just stare at the window in my room and watch the world light up after a flash of lightning, then count how many seconds until we hear the thunder. There's also a time where we said fuck sleep and decided to play Jenga instead, and you knocked the blocks off when you got scared of the loud bang. It always ends up with us snuggling in our blanket, though. And you tracing my face with your fingertips and softly caressing my cheek with your thumb until you fall asleep. You always seem to sleep first. And I'd pull you closer until you're snug in my arms, so I can still protect you even when we're both asleep. But on those rare occasions where I do sleep first, I could always feel you kissing my forehead before I drift off. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. It's just. I miss you. No, I'm not supposed to. But. I wish things could go back to the way they were before. But it's not gonna happen, and that sucks. Because I really miss you. I shouldn't have called, and you probably won't even listen if you know it's me who left this voicemail. If you do listen, please know that I'm missing you. Guess that's it. I should leave you be. Okay.